Got it.
Oh, she's back.
Hello, Chief Nikau. Okay. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Englewood Cliffs. Today is May 18th, 2022. It's approximately 7:05 p.m. I call the meeting to order virtually via the Zoom application. Every member of the public who wishes will be heard as well. Madam Clerk, would you please read the statement of compliance and a roll call?
Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this meeting through a legal notice published in the record, posted on the borough website and on the bulletin board. Mayor Kranjak?
Present.
Member DiGregorio? Is he?
You're muted, David.
Oh, you're muted.
You can unmute yourself, David.
Okay. Member DiGregorio?
He's still muted.
Present.
Member Luciano?
I'm here.
Member Park? Member Begatz? She was here, but
she dropped off.
Member Begatz?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Laura, did you hear her?
No, I didn't.
She said she's here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right, thank you. Council President Trubas.
Here.
Attorney Mensch.
Present.
Interim Administrator Ratz.
Here.
And I'm here.
Okay, great. Let's all honor our flag with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Just by way of update, I received today a COVID update. It's 16 positive cases this week, which is the same as last week. So I'm hoping in this spike, we have peaked and are coming down now. Let's hope. Good. So the purpose of this meeting is very limited. It's regarding the 2022 budget. And I thank Chief Henkelman, Superintendent Neville, and Chief Nikau for joining us. You all have done a fabulous job, and I know the residents also greatly appreciate everything you do in all types of weather and in all hours of the day and night. So thank you. I want to make sure I do that before you give your presentations. And of course, you are the most important people in this town. It's not the mayor, it's not the council, it's you guys. And again, the residents and I do appreciate everything you do. So what I'd like to do is have Interim Borough Administrator Rass start us off. How's that?
Okay.
And I appreciate you and Ms. Borchers being here as well tonight.
Thank you very much, Mayor. What we'd like to do is start off with a brief PowerPoint presentation. And as Ms. Borges is bringing that up, I would also just really like to thank the staff, the department heads, for their institutional knowledge. They brought a lot to this presentation and to the budget itself. We've probably turned around a product that usually takes several months, 2 to 3 months, and we've turned it around in about 3 weeks, and it's really because of their input in their efforts. Also thank Doug Triplett and Gordon Stelter and Maria Incremani, who are all Doug is a financial advisor to the town. Gordon is your new CFO and Maria is part of your auditing team. So with that said, I'd like to do the presentation. And then as you indicated, Mayor, we could have department heads who are present just kind of go over their budget. And so can everybody see the presentation?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So Here we go. So I've probably given about 60 of these budget presentations. This is a more abbreviated form because we're working under a timeline, but I still want to bring out a few points that I find it to be important. We often forget that the budget is more than just numbers on a sheet of paper. It really is the most important function of the budget is to establish a policy statement, set priorities for services, programs, and municipal objectives. Secondly, it provides funds for the operations for the delivery of services based on the municipality's priorities. Lastly, it provides financial control and authority to spend funds through account allocations. That's essentially your long sheets that you get from the state. Just some of the activities for 2021, which should give you an insight as to how the municipality is doing. Seems like you're recovering from the impact of COVID fairly well. Your revenues were $366,000 or 16% over anticipated. You have an excellent township tax collection rate of 98.9. You had a 54% increase in construction fees from your 2020. However, you're still a little bit short than what you were doing in 2019. Traffic fines were $57,000 over 220. You secured over $175,000 in grants. We'll talk about this a little bit later on in regards to capital, but you received $280,000 in new American Rescue Plan funds, and you're going to get another $280,000 in American Rescue Plan funds in 2022. So we're going to need some council direction. We're going to give some recommendation, but we'd like council direction on how you want to utilize those funds. Trends that we look at when we do a budget, we're going to look at your total operating revenue, how much you're getting in state aid or any impact, local revenues, operating expenditures, what your fund balance is, what your tax rate looks like. It's a slide called forces driving the budget. What's making your budget go up or down? Net value property. What's your MVT? What's the value of all the properties within the municipality? What's your collection rate? What's your total debt? What's your total debt payment? And your net debt is a percentage of equalized value. So key elements of the budget. Your revenues for 2021, when grants are taken out, was $20,272,209. You received state aid of $868,709, only 4.3% of your revenues. Local receipts, that's what you get from your permits, your fees, your fines, things of that nature. You got 7.8% of your budget. You utilized fund balance last year of $1,467,000, and your property tax, which is 81% of your revenue, was $16,348,000. The state aid and local receipts are the ones that are most impacted by downturns in the economy. So you need to, you know, those are probably the least reliable of your revenue sources. Your tax rate, sometimes people think that the entire tax bill goes to the municipality. I know you guys wish that from time to time, but that's not actually the case. And it breaks down here, how much of your taxes goes to the municipality, how much goes to the county, local schools, and then the total on your tax rate. So you can see that the schools take a significant portion. A penny on your tax, so if you were to go up a penny on your tax rate, you would realize $352,000 for any penny increase in your tax. Your fund balance is healthy. Your fund balance and tax levy comparison, your fund balance is 5% of your operating budget. That is within the rating agency standards. They like to see anything from 3 to 8%, not much more than that. So you're in pretty good shape there. You have a healthy fund balance. This year's budget, and the budget is just now, we're just now talking about it. So there's going to be changes, rightfully so, but we're recommending the only fund balance that can be replenished the next year. No more in addition to that. Your expenses are, you have $21,154,000 in appropriations. Your statutory expenses, which is our pensions, that's $1.5 million. Your insurance is a little bit higher than what we might see in other municipalities, but $2.2 million. Salary and wages, $6.7 million. Your operating expenses and debt payment is $10,580,000. Often in a lot of municipalities, you'll see the salary and wages as the largest line item. Not necessarily the case in the Inglewood Cliffs. So this is a list of the salary and wages for the year. You can see there's a small decrease in your salaries for 2022 under the proposed budget to the approved. That's because you have breakages, significant breakages in both the DPW and the police. By that, I mean you have retirements that you have people retiring at a higher rate of pay than the people that you would bring on at the lower salaries. So you're seeing a benefit in regards to that. I always like to do this slide because I think it gives focus to what the value of what your municipality provides. So for 24-hour police protection on a per month, per capita, you pay $70.70. For DPW services, per month, per capita, you pay $30.26. For parks and recreation, per month, per capita, $1.64. For fire protection, per month, per capita, $4.17. So for a total of $106.77, you get all those services. I would venture to guess that that's less than some people's internet monthly internet bill.
That's a great slide, Chris. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you. You also this year you have a 3-year a capital program. This is something that every single department head requested. They really wanted to see us looking at the borough looking at out years, not just what the crisis of the day was. So normally you'll go 5 or 6 years, but we decided to be a little reasonable and look at just the first 3 years. You've got a 3-year program. In that program, we reviewed a debt payment schedule, and you have significant debt from a 2013 issuance coming off next year. I have no idea what the debt was for, but the payments cease next year. So next, in 2023, you will have freed up $677,000 in payment reduction. That you could be looking at some capital purchases at that time. We also recommend utilizing 2122 ARP funds to offset capital purchases. That's a policy decision. It's obviously within the responsibility of the mayor and council, but we've talked about this ad infinitum here and also down in other communities and at the DCA. We don't want to see those using those funds to offset operational expenses for 1 year just digs you a hole. You want one-time items, one-time expenses, because that's not going to be reoccurring money. So we would strongly recommend, and the easiest way to do that is to utilize it to make some capital purchases.
Chris, may I ask a couple of questions?
Absolutely.
Back on that slide. Mario, you have any idea what that payment is from? $670,000?
I think it was to fund the old corrupt political machine, but we could check. I'm not sure what that is.
That was great, Councilman, and ask him to answer that question.
Yeah.
So,
Chris, can you please tell us what ARP, and tell the public what the ARP stands for?
I'm sorry. That's your American Rescue Plan funds.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, that's the money from the federal government that came out to assist municipalities in getting through the COVID crisis.
All right. So I have two follow-up questions. First thing is $677,000. Is that for the year?
That's for the year. If you extrapolated that out into bond payments, you could probably borrow on a 10-year note, you could probably borrow anywhere from $5 to $6 million, depending on the interest rate on the note and the length and the time of the service.
Okay. All right. Can you just let us know what that was for next time we?
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I highlighted it in the audit, but I can't find my note on that. So
no problem. No problem. Whenever
it comes along.
So one more.
It was legal settlements. Legal settlements to our prior administrator.
No, I don't believe you can. I don't. Again, this goes back to 2013, Councilman, and I don't believe you can bond for legal settlements.
So
I know you can. So
2013, Glenn, that's when you were still a Republican, I think, right?
So moving along.
I still was. That's correct.
Moving
until
along.
I met Mario Kranjak, and then I switched parties because I'll never be anything with you.
Excellent. Excellent.
So moving along is the current debt amortization. This illustrates the amount of debt that's coming off. One of the things that the rating agencies look at is what is the debt of your debt payment in relationship to your total budget. Yours is 7%. You're in great shape. Okay. That's if I was Moody's, Standard and Poor's, I'd look at that and I'd go, yeah, that's reasonable, especially for a community with the demographics that you have here.
Yeah. Chris, another question, please. What's the $1.5 million stand for?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the $1.5 million? That's how much debt the borough currently has?
That's correct. In 2022, you have $1.5 million in debt payments. This is just your annual payments. Next year, that drops to $828,750.
Yeah. Chris, what is our bond rating? Do you know?
You know, I don't know, Mayor. I could call Steve Rogott and find out. He and I go back a little ways. I would imagine you're in pretty good shape. Had you borrowed 2 years ago, you would be paying barely 2%. It's gone up. The rate's gone up, and so it's not quite as attractive as it used to be, but it's still a very good time to borrow. Level funding debt is a acceptable industrial standard utilized by many municipalities. What they want to do is they don't want debt going up and down, where 1 year they're adding 5 cents to the tax rate, the next year they get a benefit, and then the next year they're adding 10. So the idea of level funding or getting to a level funding of debt is again, an industrial standard that a lot of municipalities utilize.
So another question, Chris, if our annual payment is $1.5 million, approximately how much does that mean that we have taken out in bonds?
You have $10.8 million in bonds.
Okay. I'm curious to what, if you can find out what all that is for.
I can, council member. I mean, it's all capital purchases. I can tell you that. I just don't, I believe that, you know what I've learned over 30 years is to find out and then get back to you.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'm just curious to see where.
Okay.
Where we can. Thank you.
All right. The capital requests, like I indicated earlier, we went to the departments really at their requests. They felt that over the last, well, they wanted to refocus on a capital program. And so what we did is we got their requests. You've got their requests. And this chart shows the total of the requests. And then it, like I previously said, in 2023, you'll see that the capital request goes up to almost $2 million.
$3 million.
$3 million. Thank you. My eyesight's going here, Tim. Thank you. $3 million. But that's because you have such significant debt coming off, or debt payment coming off, that you would be able to borrow that amount of money within your current payment schedule. Does that make sense?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. While at the same time addressing many of the capital needs, I did make one omission that I wanted to point out, and I don't think you have this. The fire department, I've revised their capital request. There was a refurbishment in 2024 of a truck, and I have revised that. So I'll send out new slides once we have that. And Chief, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
May I ask a fast question, please?
Go ahead.
As these bonds or as this borrowing becomes due, is that a fixed rate? And again, it's a question that, you know, as the interest rates rise, are we going to be on the hook for this, or are these are steady fixed rates?
They're fixed rates. When you issue municipal bonds, they're fixed rates.
Okay. And
they're fixed at issuance, David. So that's why Chris mentioned that the environment is changing, but it's still favorable.
So if we decide to borrow, what would the interest rate be, let's say, in, you know, when we're ready to do that? Do we have any idea?
Well, no. Right now, no, because when you actually go to borrow, a lot could change because you're not borrowing until you get into 2023, Councilman, and a lot can change. But I can ask Steve Rogat what some of the latest bond sales have gone for, and he can give us your bond counsel, and he can give us a heads up. He's pretty good.
Thank What's you. The term, 10 years or?
Well, again, that's a great question. It depends on the life expectancy of the equipment, and that's mm-hmm. actually established by DCA rules.
I see. Okay.
And Chris, could you explain to the public exactly what do boroughs typically borrow for and what is not allowed?
Well, there's different types of borrowing, and I'm going to focus on bonding. You can bond for capital items. Capital items are defined as 5 years in life expectancy or a value of $5,000. I never would recommend borrowing anything for $5,000. So you're paying more in the interest than the $5,000.
Right.
So with that, we usually do what's called a small. I would sometimes put in a small capital or minor capital, and we just do cash for that. But you really only can do it for infrastructure improvements and items that fit capital, which are primarily heavy duty or rolling stock equipment, roadway improvements, building improvements, park improvements, items such as that.
Thank you.
What about unexpected, or what about litigation in general? Do municipalities typically bond for that?
That goes under what's called a special emergency authorization, and you can take 5 years to pay those authorizations off. That is not traditional bonding or traditional borrowing.
Okay, because there, you know, we have to be cognizant of that potential, especially with this committee and other things that are percolating and on the books, actually. So that concerns me deeply concerning our financial situation. Although it may look good, we have to be cognizant of what the potential might be.
Do you want to be more specific, David?
Yeah, which committee, David? Which
actually,
committee?
Actually, I do not.
Thank you. Do you want to check the text that you probably just got from someone? We'll wait for you. Okay.
So, all of those, you know, that has both an impact. Any litigation has an impact both on your operating expenses and potentially when you're doing payouts for awards of damages and things like that. Can be borrowed or can be financed over 5 years. I'd like to just go back. This is a quick slide on the budget itself. It just says it's a thumbnail sketch. We're right now, and again, I want to caution that this is the first time you folks are seeing this. We really haven't, you know, we just finished it actually today with some revisions. And this is a process. I once had a council member tell me that the budget is a living, breathing process. It moves, it goes. So you have to be fluid or at least receptive to some of the suggestions as they come along. So the budget revenues were right now, as the first glance, $1 million for your fund balance. We think that it could, that can be replenished. Your surplus last year, you used 1.46. Your miscellaneous revenues, we have an increase in there showing that you are recovering from the COVID with your, those are mostly local receipts. Your delinquent taxes, we're not recommending what you recovered last year. So we probably could revisit that. The amount to be raised through taxation is comparable to last year. Last year was $16,348,000. This year, again, this is the first blush is 16.5, so about the same. Your revenue totals are 20,515 from last year, 20,738 for this year. Your general appropriations is actually a decrease in general appropriations. You have a decrease in small increase in other operations. We're showing the ARP funds here, but again, that would be offset. We're recommending they offset your capital. Your capital improvement fund, you have about $125,000 that can be applied. Your debt service is up this year, but then it starts going down as all we've talked about. Your deferred charges should be reduced this year as well too. That's from charges from the previous year that then float forward to 2022. And your RUT or your reserve for uncollected is 820. Your overall under the proposed budget on this first blanch, your overall expenditures is going down a modest amount, $400,000 in rounding, again, under this proposed budget. So this is just the start of the process. So are there any questions on the presentation? Because then I'd like to, like I said earlier, is Mayor, if you are amenable to it, is bringing in the department heads who are here tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Mr. Raths, you did a real great job there summarizing our current situation and our ability to fund the projects that we want to fund going forward. My only disappointment was the per capita slide, Chris. You left off the price per capita for government. It's $3.60 per capita for the council and mayor, and only 60 cents a year.
Darn. Well, like I said, we're just starting.
We could be one of these other towns where like the mayor gets $300,000. That's too far from here, right? So I think our residents do get good value for their dollars with our government. And this is serious, actually. I know that the people on council and mayor also, we put a lot of time in, and we are not a factor in this budget other than the decisions that we make. So thank you for that. I would love to hear from our three guests tonight so that we could free them up so they could enjoy their dinners and families.
Bring their budgets up. So Mayor, if you'll give us just a second, we'll bring up their budgets.
Okay, great.
Okay.
May I just ahead of the three guests that we have just pose a couple of questions? Maybe they can answer them among their answers just for the sake of efficiency.
You don't want to hear what they have to say first? They may be answering your questions before you even ask.
Well, I'd like to put it out there first. Number one, for the police department, there are municipalities that have gotten grants and that are testing the capabilities of electric vehicles. Also for the fire department, there has been significant savings. So I'd like to ask the department heads if they've considered that or looked into that. The other thing is, I know that during leaf pickup, that in Creskill, there is a leaf facility. And I wanted to ask Mr. Neville, he did mention that to me, that maybe there is a possibility of direct drop-off, which would make that more efficient, and other things that are environmentally cognizant that you might be thinking of to really keep our town on the cutting edge. So okay. Those are really my questions up front, and I'm looking forward to hearing
okay. that. So electric vehicles, leaf pickup, and other things, stream of consciousness, right? Okay, let's hear from our department heads.
Well, Mr. Mayor, may I interject real quickly, because one of the slides on the budget, some budget sheets or the tabs that you have, is a summary of the budgets. I'm not going to go through each one of them, but it shows the percentage change from the 2021 budget to the 2022. And again, that reflects, if you go through that spreadsheet, you'll see that the total is a reduction of almost 2%, 1.96%. So okay. I'm not going to go through each one of those, but you now have that information. Okay. I know that was a topic of discussion with some council members.
You know, Chris, if you keep this up, we're not going to let you leave.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Listen, I'm kind of a wonk when it comes to this stuff. So I get a charge out of it, believe it or not.
I can tell. This fires you up. Great. Okay, so go ahead and just progress.
Okay, so why don't you bring up. Who do you want first, Mr. Mayor?
To bring the budget up?
Yeah, bring it
up. Oh, I know. It's up to you guys.
How about we go with the police chief?
Okay, great. Okay. Chief Hankelman, welcome to our meeting again.
Thank you, Mayor. To answer Councilman DiGregorio's question about the EVs, I have not looked into the grants. Nothing has come across my desk regarding EV grants. I do, I'm on an active email chain that have grant opportunities. I look into what is applicable for us. I have not seen anything available yet for EVs. On the topic of EVs, I'm not sure how I feel about them at this time for police service, with the charging infrastructure, what it is, ranges, what they are. I don't know whether they have the capability to make it through an entire 8-hour shift. There's a lot that would have to be considered before I looked into that more seriously.
Thank you.
Okay, we need 1 second to bring up the Excel spreadsheet. Just bear with us. Okay, that's the police. Yeah. You just have to pull this out. Give me a second to adjust these margins. How you doing, Chief? Okay, this actually replaces the earlier version that I had given you on Friday. It includes the actual salaries of the personnel. Chief, I want to tell you, thank you for turning that around so quickly. I'm very, very appreciative of that.
Happy to help. And that was also with the assistance of Ms. Casca in finance.
I don't know, Mr. Mayor, do you want to go line item by line item in the operations?
Well, let's just have the chief go through it the way he wishes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Mr. Ratz, nothing has changed. I'm watching your screen. Nothing's changed for me.
Okay. So as you can see, I'll use the operating budgets. Is that you're looking at, go to the total here, at a total reduction in the chief's budget, primarily
not to interrupt you, sir, but the only thing that's up there right now is the still the grants. It hasn't been changed to the chief's budget.
It's still the PowerPoint, Chris.
Okay. All right. Give us. Thanks.
I can work off paper if I need to, if you can't.
Yeah, let's see what we can do here. We had it earlier today at a 3 o'clock meeting, so.
I need to stop the share first. No, we can't do that.
Okay. If while we're looking for this, it's Glenn. I have a question. Is there, have you looked into the possibility of joining the county for our 911 service? Because I know in my previous life, there was significant savings by joining the county's 911 system. Plus, it's my understanding that previously, every dispatcher, and I still think it's the requirements today, that every dispatcher is required to have, like, I don't know, 50 hours of training. And at our rates of salary, and I don't know if it's overtime or straight time, but I was wondering if that could be significant savings. Plus, I know right now, I think we're in the process of trying to update our board, for lack of a better term, I apologize. Okay. So if there was, I'm just curious if that was looked into, because I think that could be a significant reduction, especially with the 50 hours. And I might be off a few hours or whatever. Last I remember, it was around 50 hours that every dispatcher, and if some of your dispatchers are lieutenants or sergeants, or, I mean, that could be a significant amount of money. And if it's overtime, it's even more money. So I'm just wondering if that was explored, because I know, I believe joining the county, there is no fee, and we save the overtime as well for the training. So those are just a couple of questions while we were trying to get set up. So I appreciate you, you and your time.
Sure. Actually, the initial training
here, I just want to,
hold on,
thank
David, hold
the police
David.
Department for supporting the eighth grade class. Thank you, Chief. One of your police vehicles has been scrubbed down and probably never looked better. Those eighth graders were incredible in how they did your vehicle, and also Chief Nico from the fire department brought his huge red fire truck over there. And I think they did a wonderful job with that.
Right, yes. Thank you. David, could the chief answer now?
Yeah, happy to support all the programs at the school. So back to Councilman Luciano, that was explored last year with previous administration. There is an annual cost to having the county answer your 911. So it's not free by any means. To answer your question about the training, it's actually 80 hours, I believe, in initial training. Fortunately for us, we train our officers within their first year of service, when their overtime rates are, I don't want to say insignificant, but much, much lower than a lieutenant. And then annually, there is, if my memory serves me, it's a 4-hour recertification. So it is not 50 hours annually. It's 80 hours initial. And then if my memory serves me, I believe it's a 4-hour recert every year for our officers. Like I said, it was explored. We made the decision to keep it in-house. That prevents the lag time, because you got to understand how the 911 system works. We would have our residents calling 911, being answered somewhere up in Mahwah, likely. They would then have to gather the information, then relay the information to us. We would then have to dispatch officers, and you're building in lag time for emergency services. For the cost that was involved, the decision was made to keep it in-house and keep response times as short as possible. As we all know, in emergency services, seconds do matter.
Yeah, I appreciate that answer, Chief. You know, when I first became mayor, that was one of my hot buttons, and I was looking at that. And I'm thankful and grateful to speaking with you and understanding the system better. and also to our for our residents and the service that they require, demand, expect, there is no way to replicate what you are doing there in terms of time and quality of service. And your officers know all our residents just about. Especially if there's an elderly resident who may have health issues, they know who that is and where that is. And you don't have that lag that you mentioned. So
you're 100%
I've come full circle on that one.
You're correct, Mayor. And if I can add, we've had plenty of times in my career where somebody doesn't know where they are necessarily. They don't know what road they're on. They're experiencing some kind of emergency, and we ask them, can you describe to us where you are? And they may give a couple landmarks that after 10 or 15 or 20 years working in town, by the mere description of their surroundings, we know exactly where they are. Right. Another service that cannot be replicated being answered at the county level.
Mr. Mayor and Council, can you see the shared screen now?
No.
No. Okay. We're going to hold on.
Councilman, I hope that satisfies your inquiry.
What do you see now?
Go to that. Can you see it now?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Chief. It turn your volume down so we don't echo, please. Yes, Chief. It wasn't. Believe me, I know people are going to try to turn it into that. It was criticism, but it was actually just a question because I know we explored it. Like I said, when previously I was on council with the county, and
yeah.
I know there was the same issues that you're telling, and I agree with you. I just felt that, you know what, I have to at least ask the question to see. And if you could just, and please don't, it's not criticism, but if you could just follow up with that, because I and it could be wrong because my previous life, it was a while ago. If you could just double check with that, because I still think that it was 50 hours. Not that it's relevant, but I'd just like to know. And I think that once again, you know, I support the police as well. And I think you guys do a good job. And I agree that the one-to-one is very important.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident, Councilman. I don't want to say I'm 100%, but I believe it's 80 hours initial and four or eight hours annually recertification.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
Can you now see the screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So you can see that the police department budget is slightly less than last year, $72,000 less. His operating expenses are remaining flat from last year, 285 to 285. So that was good, Chief. There is one item that we need to be cognizant of, that is that when there is breakage in service, there often will be retirement benefits and compensation for unused sick, unused leave time and things of that. So we'll have to get a better, last year you did that as an emergency appropriation, so it doesn't really reflect in the budget, but we'll have to be cognizant of that as we go forward.
Just a quick comment, if I can. I love when the police department gets involved with the younger people in town. Can you hear me? I guess, I don't know if someone else was on or wanted to speak. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say, I love the, the email that was just distributed, and it's great. And I really think it's really important that, and I know that all of the younger people have such a positive impression of the police department in our town. And I think it's a credit to you and all of your officers. So any opportunity presents themselves, I would be, very supportive of that, to include any kind of safety training, bicycle safety training, or all of that. And I think it's all wonderful.
So, thank you.
So on that note, Chief, we are organizing a bike safety program with strictly bicycles and through the rec department. So that's underway. Without further ado, would you like to get through your budget? Mr. DiGregorio was actually at the defund the police campaign in 2020. So take with a grain of salt whatever he says.
Sure. Would you like?
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think people know where I stand, and they know that I support.
Okay, great. Let the chief speak now.
Oh, I wish that you would not politicize this whole process. Thank you.
Well, you are. You're just a clown car. Okay. Let's go. Chief, go ahead.
Sure. You want me to start at the top with the alarm panel expense?
Sure, Chief. Highlight.
Nothing really to highlight there. That remains flat. Ammunition and tear gas remains flat. Car wash is a nominal expense. Clothing allowance is a contractual obligation. Crime prevention, another nominal expense. Education, I did ask for a small increase in that from $6,500 up to $10,000. The reason for that being the cost of all of the trainings have gone up. $6,500 had been a relatively steady number for several years. But like I said, the cost of training classes, it is rising. So I do need a few extra dollars there, especially after 2020 and 2021. We didn't do a lot of training because of COVID. So we do have a lot of catching up to do on some of the elective trainings. fire extinguishers is self-explanatory. Film juvenile programs, pretty self-explanatory. The Mars computer is contractual with the county. That's for some of our information systems. Miscellaneous expense. We did go a little over budget in 2021. The reason being we had the air conditioners in our server room. Both of them were down and needed to be replaced. Much more costly and certainly unanticipated. So that was the reason for the overage in 21. But 10,000, I believe, will be satisfactory again this year. Oxygen rental is for our EMT equipment. Parking and tolls is self-explanatory. Physical examinations, that's another contractual obligation. Each officer is entitled to a annual physical examination at the expense of the borough. Postage remains flat, self-explanatory. Radio equipment will also remain flat, but not that this is in my operating, but I do want to point out Chris's and Gordon's hard work on the recent copper line upgrade that we had to do for our communications. We got the first two copper lines equipment ordered, and they should be replaced in June. There are several more copper lines that will be going offline later this year. So that is something that the borough needs to be aware of and prepare for.
Yeah, thank you. Chief, can you do me a favor? Can you just scroll to the top so we could see the actual headings for the columns, the text headings? Because it's displaying with just numbers, so we
Mr.
don't.
Mr. Rath, can you just scroll up?
We don't know what the numbers are. Thank you.
Can you scroll? Yeah, pull it up. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Is that good?
Okay.
Yeah, the top portion, I believe, is salaries for officers.
Right. So now we see budget.
Yeah.
Department request budget charge. Okay.
Yeah, the columns are the same. Yeah.
All right, so I was on radio equipment. Like I said, be prepared for a few extra upgrades. Again, that is required. Verizon is getting out of the copper line business. Everything needs to be upgraded to DS1 lines. First two will be done in next month, and there are several more that need to be done later this month. I'm sorry, later this year. I apologize. Seminars and meetings remains flat. service contracts.
Keith, my number is slightly less than yours, and that reflects, I believe that reflects the fact that you're going to the new vehicles.
I'm sorry. service contracts are my contracts with my vendors.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the reason for the reduction was the borough taking on the burden of the IT.
Thank you very much, Chief. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder on that.
Yeah, okay. we used to have an IT budget, but because of the condition of the network throughout the borough, last year the decision was made to relieve the police department of their IT budget, and it would all be shouldered by the borough. personnel testing, that kind of dovetails into the departure of two officers in 2021. Captain McDermott retired. Officer Brendan Zevitz resigned and decided to take a position with the Fort Lee Police Department. With that said, personnel testing, we'd like to replace those two officers with two new officers. And obviously, if possible, replace Captain McDermott, make a new captain. And that all requires testing, which is run by the state chiefs of police. And there is a fee associated with those testing processes. Stationery and printing is self-explanatory. Supplies and equipment, that remains flat. I did ask for a small increase in tire purchases. Again, that is due to inflation, the word of the day. Tires are more expensive, labor to put them on the cars are more expensive. So I asked for an extra $1,000 in that line. And I also asked for an increase in the vehicle repair and service line. Our vehicle fleet is getting old. Some of the cars are starting to incur very, very costly repairs. I have a car out right now for a transmission at about $2,600. With the aging of the fleet, the increase in costs for the parts and labor, $35,000, I can assure you, won't cut it this year. We nearly spent that last year, and things are only getting more expensive and cars are only getting older. So that will be more costly this year. down at the bottom, police new hires, that is for equipment associated and other costs associated with hiring officers.
So in addition to his operating budgets, the chief has asked for a new fully equipped SUV to replace his 2019 vehicle, three body worn cameras, replace level 4 body armor, and then in the next year, 2023, we're recommending the replacement of two other Ford vehicles, fingerprint machine, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, and then in 2024, it's all illustrated on the capital, but $75,000 for an expanded camera security system throughout the municipality.
Mr. Rath, I just want, as one point of clarification, The vehicle is not to replace a 2019 vehicle. The vehicle being that would be replaced is much older than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
That's okay. That's okay. And also the body cameras, I believe the three, it was probably, I'm not sure where the three came from, but we would be able to purchase many more body cameras than that for the $10,000. And we do have body cameras that were purchased by way of a state grant.
Might be 30.
We don't currently have one for each officer. I'd like to expand the program and get each officer having their own camera rather than communal or pooled cameras, for lack of a better.
Okay.
Chief, could you refresh my memory and also the public? You defer to SUVs. There's some sort of savings there, as I recall, but I don't recall the exact reason.
I'm not sure that there's actually a savings. I believe SUVs can be purchased through capital.
Right.
Police cars cannot. For whatever reason, I believe cars have to go into operating. Chris can probably, I'm sorry, Mr. Rath can probably explain that better than I can.
Chief, you could put, yes, he's exactly right. Police vehicles have to be an outright purchase or a lease purchase to own. Some municipalities do that. But, the other thing too is, and I'll defer to the chief, is that the SUVs provide more opportunity and advantages that cars don't.
Thank you. I agree.
Just a lot more room.
Especially in the wintertime.
Yes.
A lot more room.
Mm-hmm.
Chief, do you want to put a plug in for your junior police since you're here?
Sure. Junior Police Academy. Last week of June into July. We're happy to bring it back after 2-year hiatus from COVID. First 30 applicants, first come, first serve. Very excited to get back at it and be around the kids again.
Great. Thank you and your officers for doing that.
Thank you, sir.
Chief, aside of the budget, and since you are our very special guest this evening, is there anything else that you wanted to mention from a safety point of view? I know there was a pivot again last week regarding the ability of police to pursue wrongdoers. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about?
No, we are still experiencing some auto theft. We are far less affected than other communities very nearby. And I attribute that to the proactive tactics employed by the officers. Day and night, they're out there. I'm sure everybody sees them. But I will say, please keep locking your cars and please remove your key fobs.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Anybody on council have any other questions for the chief?
No.
Okay.
They did a good presentation.
Yeah, it was great, chief. Thank you so much. We don't want to keep you past the time that you have allotted for us. You're welcome to stay, but you're also free to leave if you wish or rejoin us later.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm always available if anybody else has a follow-up question at a later date.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Okay, Mr. Rath.
Mayor and Council, we have the DPW Director and the Fire Chief. Your pleasure.
Mr. Neville, would you like to go?
Just going to go to that
day. I think you had a very long day already.
Go to Rose.
Mr. Neville, are you there?
Mark?
You're muted, Mr. Neville.
Better, Mayor?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Sorry about that. No problem. Thank you for having me. Okay, first, if I may, Mayor, let me please welcome Councilperson Baguette. Hopefully I said that right. I've formally not been introduced or met Councilman Member Baguette, but I look forward to working with you in the future. With regard to Councilman DiGregorio's question earlier, yes, there is a recycling site just north 9W in Alpine. That is a site that is shared by multiple towns and is DEP regulated. I have expressed interest, verbal only, nothing formal, to the Superintendent Alpine, and he has assured me that he can let me know if there's any availability at any time regarding leaf disposal. and composting. But I know it's DEP regulated and it's not just a free-for-all to dump there. But anything changes, I'll certainly come to the governing body with any new news.
Thank you.
With regard to my budget, it is somewhat flat. I have a couple items in that I would like to consider. As most people know, we are a very busy department. You know, we have multiple tasks and responsibilities. And right now, our priority is to look for some help. We have, as Chris mentioned earlier, we have members that have retired that are proposed to retire, and I would like to consider replacing them this coming year, if possible. Some of my items, cause a domino effect, you know, such as uniforms. If we hire new people, we have to accommodate for uniforms. So that line might have went up. With regard to any increase in a lot of the items, we're mostly pretty self-explanatory, such as fuel. Everybody knows what the fuel situation is. We're under contract right now, but I did raise the fuel line a little bit, as you know, to be prepared for the future, as far as next year, the year after. Similar to the salt, purchase of salt is going to go up. That's fluctuates up and down. I think it's going to be going up for not a whole lot, but in the future it will be contracted next year to go up, I'm sure. We do have some work to do on the gas pumps. I have some service issues regarding the diesel side of the gas pumps. That is DEP regulated also. I think we have to, I spoke briefly with Chris about this. We do have to put that into operating, as it's considered a repair, and capital would not be required for that. Mostly everything else was kind of kept flat. With regard to janitorial services, one of the employees that is proposed to retire this year, Mayor, is does all our janitorial. And I'd like to take a different avenue here. And if that employee does retire, I'd like to hire a cleaning service to do our maintenance to the buildings. I don't have a current employee that's, you know, trained in that or willing to, you know, I don't think it's beneficial to have an employee dedicated to that due to salary, one against the other. Janitorial supplies have gone up a little bit. Again, COVID, things like that. Cleaning and disinfecting. So I like to allocate a little bit more for that as well. Garbage and trash we're under contract for. And that's a small increase as well. But as like I said, that's contracted 2 more years, I believe. What Chris, just to refer to what Chris mentioned earlier, capital was, a big player in the public works budget. We do have a lot going on. I have recently taken my fourth vehicle out of service. And I would like to start replacing some of these vehicles as they become unsafe or not, you know, not eligible to be used every day. I do have a plan, you know, to, if we have the fourth vehicle we took out of service, I have a plan to replace with just 3 vehicles by using what they call multi-purpose hook lift trucks. This is a vehicle that allows us to remove the back of the truck. You know, we could put a dump truck on it. We could put a chipper box on it. We could just put a salt spreader on it. It just makes the truck more viable and, a multi-purpose use truck throughout all 4 seasons of the year. It's much more beneficial. And I think the borough will benefit greatly from it. I would like to buy 2, you know, but I understand there are Chris and I discussed, you know, putting things out 3 years. If we could stagger some, there are other things we have to consider. One of the wheel loaders is also down. We use that to pick up leaves and move recycling. And that has to be replaced or repaired. I don't know if repair is the realistic way to go, but also it's a $200,000 vehicle. So that has to be considered. We do have work to do in the buildings. The HVAC number 6 unit is bad, or it's on its way out. Boiler in the firehouse is original to the building. Scoreboards at Whitty Field need to be replaced. I'd like to consider replacing the 2 backboards at Birch Street that we did last year. We did 2 last year. I'd like to do the other 2 this year. I think it's a great product and really helps the residents down in the south have full basketball operations. I know there's talk of improvements for Woody Field. Anything I can do, help with that, I'm certainly willing and able. I do have equipment that would be a player if we did some renovations, but I know there's the whole turf conversation and things like that going on. But for the most part, budget is kept flat, and there's a couple items in there that I have to raise. But I think all in all, I think, you know, for what it's worth, you know, people that know me know that I treat my budget like it's almost one of my kids. I'm very concerned about it, and I keep it close.
Right. Mr. Neville, I believe the scoreboard that you referenced will be part of the park refurbishment.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that part of the bigger plan?
Yeah, I believe that's going to be included in that, Mayor, but there's still some, you know, that we're waiting to hear that finally, what if you got the grant or not. And they also suggested that Mark and Marco get together and assess the parks, and, you know, together.
Right. And I know Mr. Neville has been working with the park committee and other people involved. So they mentioned that to me. And thank you for doing that, Mr. Neville. We appreciate that. And I know your team is out there, all types of weather, we appreciate everything they do.
Thank you, Mayor.
I know you also get a lot of complaints because sometimes people are not patient, but we also recognize that everything is a priority, so everything gets done in the due course, in the ordinary course. We appreciate
that. Thank you, Mayor. Yes. Thank you. Other than the last item, Mayor, regarding cap, again, not to harp on capital, road improvements. We are a member of the co-op, the Riverside Co-op. I have budget numbers per street. I just need to call forward them to Chris, if that's all right, Chris. And we can put together whatever we're thinking about putting towards roads.
Yeah. I know that some towns are using for leaves that they have the vacuums, the truck vacuums, mm-hmm. and for garbage cans, I know Englewood has the the single.
Yeah, they call them one-arm bandits.
Yeah. The one on bandits, yeah. So has anyone done a cost-benefit analysis on those?
We haven't formally introduced it, Mayor. We can. I mean, I have some, you know, rough numbers. I mean, the trucks are, you know, the basic big expense. There are barrels. You know, everyone's got a big barrel. It's a whole program that we'd have to, really, like, if we wanted to consider it, we could talk about it, but they're, you know, everything from ordering, you know, a truck to, you know, community barrels. You have, you know, we do our own recycling town. Are we going to have a barrel for garbage and a barrel for recycling? The barrels have to be at the curb, streets faced a certain way. There's a whole, you know, it's almost like train the trainer where we have to include the residents and really put a whole program together to make it beneficial. But we can talk about it, of course.
I'm just curious as to whether or not there's a savings ultimately in doing that.
It's not so much. I mean, not so much a huge save. I mean, not a terribly large amount of savings. And it would be more long term. The employees that are doing it now or do recycling now, if we ever did it, they'd just be allocated to something else. I don't want to ever think that you can move employees off the department or something. They'd just be allocated to speed the process up in the parks or do the road work. You know, there's plenty more to do. It takes one driver to operate obviously the one on bandits and the other, you know, right now we're using, you know, two, potentially three times to run our trucks, but our trucks are multi-purpose trucks. We use our garbage trucks for recycling. We use them for leaves. We use them for bulk trash. Is kind of, you know, we try to do as much as we can with the vehicles we have.
What about those vacuums for leaf pickup?
We do have vacuums. They are very accurate, but they're a little slower. I can tell you that. You know, they're
slower. Really? Okay.
Yeah, because it takes an operator to you're walking. You're basically walking the curb line of the street, right. and cleaning. You know, where a machine can really corral a lot of leaves at a faster pace and load and be on its way. You know, but but it is they are accurate. They are accurate.
Okay, great. Well, I see. Thank you for those answers. I see Mr. DiGregorio's got a hand up. Go ahead, Mr. DiGregorio.
Thank you, Mr. Neville, for the very comprehensive presentation. I just want to mention a couple of things, maybe that we keep in the mirror as we move ahead. I noticed on the corner of Lindcrest and Woodland, there was a new curb placed in there, very classy looking. They used Belgian block. And I noticed Inglewood, Antennafly, Allendale. A lot of these towns are using Belgian block for curbs. If we could, down the line, when you're doing streets, compare the costs of that, it adds a really distinct element of class to the town that I think that we should look at in
the future
as we move ahead. And I do believe that the longevity of the Belgian block curb is a lot longer. So yeah, if that can be in discussion, place that in the basket of
I'll talk to the engineer. We can put those together. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for your presentation. And any way we can support you, let us know.
Anyway, okay. Thank you, Councilman.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Neville.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Right.
Thank you, Mayor. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay. Fire Chief Nikau, thank you for joining us. I know we heard from you a few weeks ago, so welcome back. We were all very good, attentive listeners then, and we'll continue to be today.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks to Mr. Rass for meeting with me and putting some of this together. He's got a keen eye for optimizing. So yes, good find there. So the budget, there's a lot of items in here. There's a lot of line items that I'm hoping to consolidate because they fall under similar categories. So you'll see a lot of line items that say delete, that just combine somewhere else. Essentially, our budgets are flat outside of three areas. One is conference meetings and trainings. So we're requesting a $5,000 increase. As Chief Henkelman said, there's a lot of catch-up, especially on the training side and training equipment side of things due to COVID impacts. And then maintenance supplies and equipment, approximately $10,000 on row 16, $10,000 increase, and a $10,000 increase on row 18 for vehicle repairs. And again, a lot of this has to do with catch up on vehicle repairs, aging equipment, and maintenance items that were sort of affected by COVID supply chain issues, delayed maintenance, deferred maintenance, things of that nature. So we are requesting a modest increase on a pretty modest budget of $25,000, requesting $93,000, which is pretty good for a department our size, looking at other municipalities.
Great. Does anyone on council have questions?
Yes, I do. I'm very grateful for the tour that I had, that we all had for the fire department. And I have a much deeper understanding of all the good work that you do. And I do understand that you have an antique fire truck that does need to be replaced. I can't help but to see $2 million in litigation, and much less will buy you a new fire truck that will keep our residents safe. And I would ask that the residents consider all of the litigation, not to mention the $6 million prior to this year, and ask themselves, would you rather be in a really safe community or in a community that's mired in litigation, which really buys us only more litigation.
Well, it's not a binary.
I just would encourage.
Well, you're being political. You're being political.
I'm being real.
But $6 million went
to your looking friend. At the safety of the residents in the community. And that
we should go
out of our way to support this fire department and all of the volunteer members in getting new fire truck for
them. That's why we're here,
David. Thank you for your time, and thank you so much, Doctor, for your presentation.
Dr. Chief Nikau, we've always supported you, and we don't want this to become political, which it has now. But look, we all want safety, and we want not only for the residents, but we want your firefighters to be safe as well. So, you know, my phone and myself, I'm always available. If there's anything you need to promote either one of those missions, let me know. And we will have a special meeting and get it approved.
Mayor, there's nothing political about safety. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. DiGregorio. Mr. Nikau, is there any, Chief Nikau, was there anything else that you wanted to reiterate or tell us about?
Yeah, so there were two other things. There was a question on EV equipment, and that is something that's new to the fire service. There are EV vehicles out there. I wouldn't get the first generation of them, but nothing would make me happier than getting rid of some of the diesel power plants that we have to breathe on regular calls. So I would hope in the future that, you know, the direction goes in that, we move in that direction and the technology catches up.
Is Tesla doing commercial and fire trucks yet? Or no?
I don't know if there's enough money in fire trucks to attract Elon Musk, but maybe.
Well, you know, I invited him to relocate Twitter to town, so maybe we can get some Tesla vehicles for the police department as well and fire department.
Yeah, I think there are enough Tesla vehicles in per capita in Angle Cliffs. Maybe that would be
worth. By the way, that's a good point. I know I was at one of the fires that you're putting out in the middle of the night a few months ago, and there was a Tesla in the garage. Was there a special problem with having a battery fire, essentially, or how do you deal with that?
Yeah, it adds quite a bit of complexity to the situation. Fuel is one thing. We've gotten good at fighting liquefied type 2 fires. When it's battery and especially metals within the battery burn, so you actually have the metal on fire, requires copious amounts of water, time, and effort. And sometimes you can't extinguish them completely. So there's a whole art and science that's being written around extinguishing these large battery power plants nowadays.
Right. And how do you protect your team from those fumes? Is there anything special that you're doing? Or?
Yeah, so our personal protective equipment and our Scott packs, we are mandated to wear them, mask for testing, and be on air for all fire extinguishment operations.
Okay.
So we are fully protected. We try to de-energize the power plants when possible, if they're connected to a house. Everyone's got the chargers within their homes. PSE&G is a very good source of information and support to help out on the electrical side of a fire extinguishment.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let us know if you need anything else, even. Like tonight's the budget, but if there's anything that comes up in between now and the next budget, let us know.
Yes, thank you. On the capital side, Mr. Rask put together a great proposal. The three-year plan, it looks very solid. It seems like it fits, you know, within the budgets. I will just say the ladder truck is our absolute top priority. That is a long-term investment. Our current ladder truck is 27, going on 28 years of age, and is hitting the 30-year max. The process to order a new fire truck, I just reiterate, is long and cumbersome. The Edgewater Borough, they are now waiting 2 years for their ladder truck to come in. I also expect inflation to hit on the cost of the ladder truck. So 1.75 million could be 1.85 million next year due to inflationary pressures from these vendors. We do have contracts, state contracts, Houston Galveston cooperative contracts, we will be meticulous when we're looking at the outfitting of the apparatus. But I just want to reemphasize that point that it's a multi-year, and the truck, when put into service, will be there for 30 years. So I love that $4 line item on the $100. That's it. That seems crazy. But people need their Wi-Fi. So, maybe that's right. But $4 for 24-hour fire department service, that's impressive, Chris. So thank you.
Chief, do you recall what the lead time was on the pumper that we bought about 3 or 4 years ago?
I would say 9 months. I can get you the exact number on it. 9, 10 months, something like that.
Right, and that was domestic bill, right? That was like Wisconsin, or I forget where it came from.
Yeah. So almost all manufacturers are U.S. based for the final assembly, but they do bring parts in, mostly domestic parts, Detroit diesel power plants, Allison transmissions, frames are usually built in the U.S., but there are some international components that come in.
Okay. And in terms of the ladder truck, does the thinking or equation change at all, given that we are building affordable housing on Hudson Terrace? And I think it's going to be three stories. And I know it's going to be somewhat higher than what we usually have. Does that change at all, or is that not relevant?
We should look at that, but we specify for the current borough what we need for fire service and anticipated in the future. So it's very something we should absolutely consider and look at and understand if there are going to be special requirements due to the property's size, buildings, capacity, and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anyone else have questions? All right. Well, thank you. And I also see some of your colleagues are here. Mr. Nikau, Andrew, thank you for joining us as well. And I guess with nobody else having questions, we'll bid you a good evening and take care of your budget for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, everyone on the council. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief Nika.
Take care. Okay. Can we open to Mr. Raths? Thank you very much for organizing that so well. It flowed well and it was informative. I know you put a lot of work in. You make it look a lot simpler than it is.
So, Mr. Mayor, before we open to the public, an answer to the question on that 2013 bond ordinance. It was for the acquisition of generators, garbage truck, and related expenses.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We could stop sharing the document.
Sounds corrupt to me.
Yeah. We could stop sharing the document.
Okay.
And just if council's on board, we could open to the public. Could a motion to do that?
If it stops sharing, right?
Motion.
You're making a motion to open to the public?
A motion, yes. I made a motion. I don't know who's going
to
second.
It's more than just saying the word motion. It's got to have a purpose. Okay, so motion to open to public's been made. Is there a second?
Motion to open to the public. How's that?
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let's do it this way. Is there anyone opposed? Okay. So let's open to the public. Please state your name and address, and you're free to speak about whatever you wish. The purpose of the meeting tonight was the budget. So not that you have to, but it'd be appreciated if you focused on the budget.
I don't see any, Mayor, do you?
No, and the other thing I should point out is Mr. DiGregorio and I have our cameras on, and no one else in the governing body or council to the borough have their cameras on. I think it's nice for our residents to see who's speaking from their government.
Seeing no one wishing to speak, I make a motion to close the meeting to the public.
There's a hand up.
Second.
No, there's a hand up, and I caught that in time. It shows up on the screen as Roberta Paula's iPad. So if you are Roberta or Paula, or if it's one person, go ahead and state your name and address.
Roberta Books, 6 Demarest Court, Englewood Cliffs. I'm just curious, if you pay $1,750,000 for the fire truck, how much of that can get financed?
You can finance 95% of it. You have to put a 5% down payment.
So it seems like something that probably shouldn't wait.
Yeah, so that's a good question. That's a good answer. I think we did the same thing with the new pumper from 3 or 4 years ago.
It will probably not be ready by the time to 2023 starts. And in that interim, you could have the fire department working on their specs and specifications. So you could, to address your question, you could start on it pretty much right away.
And interest rates aren't bad right now. It's not a bad time to finance a long-term asset. What term financing would you get?
Well, that question was asked early because you also have an opportunity that a significant debt comes off starting next year as well too. So I don't know the exact terms, but I can tell you for a fire truck, you can borrow for, I believe it's up to 20 years, but I'm going to be getting some additional information on that report back to council. But you are right, the rates are good now, not as good as they were a year and a half ago or a year ago, but they're still competitive rates.
Or 5 months ago.
You're right, Mr.
McMahon. That's a great answer. That's a great answer, Mr. Rass. You know, the other thing, please just also bear in mind the additional needs that we'll have having to comply with what's been forced on us in terms of affordable housing. Go ahead, Ms. Brooks.
I just want to say that Ms. Books, thank you so much. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think it's a very good time to move on that. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Brooks.
No, that's all I had to say.
Okay, well, thank you so much for raising that. We appreciate that. Mrs. O'Shea, I see your hand is up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank the acting administrator. I think it was a very good presentation. And I wanted to know if you were going to be doing a similar presentation for the capital budget.
I included pertinent slides for the capital budget, along with discussing them as the departments were coming along. So unless council wants an additional presentation, I think they've got the information so that we can at least get the process rolling.
I know, because last year there was a long delay in approving the bond issue for the capital budget, which resulted in the telephones not working and computer issues and other issues. And as we know, because of the fire truck and the police chief talking about getting SUVs, I think that, a substantial capital budget with only 5% down at this time is a good idea, even with the roads, for the road paving, you know, long-term road paving. So it can be amortized over a number of years. So the people that are here today will also spread out the cost to the people that are coming in the future.
Once we tighten up the requests and we get some more information on the bond and bond pricing, we'll come in with a comprehensive assessment of the best way to finance your capital. We'll work with your bond counsel on that. Again, you have a unique opportunity. You start the preliminary work now, be ready to actually bond and purchase in 2023. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to address a significant portion of council of capital this year. Just reminding you, you've got $650,000 in American Rescue Plan funds that you could utilize, plus what you have in your capital fund balance. So you're looking at $700,000, $800,000 right there. So,
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't see anyone else's hand up. So can I have a motion to close the public portion? A motion to close the public portion. That requires someone from council making a motion.
Somebody make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second? Can't close the public portion without a second. Okay, we'll just wait for someone to second the motion to close the public portion. Mr. DiGregorio, you're just sitting there. You're delaying everyone. Why don't you make the second?
I just want to make sure that all the public has a good chance to say what they need to say.
Okay, well, you're looking at the same screen I'm looking at. Do you see anyone with their hand raised?
You have council majority.
Do you see anyone with their hand raised? Okay.
This is what makes a mockery of this council, David. Just second it so we can move on. Everyone's busy and needs to move on to their families, please.
What about Rivka?
Well, I'm fine staying here all night, guys, if you want. It's never been a problem for me.
Let's play the game in front of the public, gentlemen.
Okay.
All right. Calling out David. Why don't you call out your new council member there, Councilman Katrubis?
Because I see him sitting there with a smile on his face, and it's ridiculous. Just somebody second.
Okay. Let's do it this way. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Well, before you do that, and I don't want to take the public's time, but there are some items that we're going to continue to work on in the budget, mostly in the administrative area. There's some additional or duplicated expenses in your annual and your accounting fees and your annual audit. So we have to confirm that. In addition to that, I got to get some personnel issues and salaries associated with them addressed. The idea is that I should probably get those this weekend and then get them out to you Monday. You also have some increases in Southburg and JIF and your excess liability lawsuits that I need to pursue as well too. And you had a pretty substantial increase in your NJ health plan for employees. And I'd like to take some additional time to look at that as well.
Mr. Ratz, can you just tell us and the public what the new deductible level is going to be?
You know, I don't know. I have seen correspondence, but I'd like to follow up with a phone call. In regards to that correspondence, I just saw it today, and it's worth a phone call.
Yep, it is. It's worth more than a phone call, but I think it's gone up significantly, and the public should be made aware of that due to all of our litigation. And I'll second the motion to close the meeting to the public.
All in favor? Anyone opposed? Silence. Okay, so this is why we have a do-nothing council. Okay, Mr. Rass, is there anything else that you want to add before we adjourn?
I'd just like to reiterate my appreciation to your staff and the professionals you have here at Inglewood Cliffs. They are doing admirable work on this budget process, and I do appreciate that.
Okay, Thank you, everyone.
And I'd like to say that your professionalism is a breath of fresh air from what we've had, at least from the last administrator. So I greatly appreciate your professionalism.
Thank you very much.
Can I have a motion to adjourn, please? Okay, we'll sit here until somebody makes a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
A second.
Oh, thank you. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.